live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. Oddly warm. Almost 70 degrees. I walked out thinking I needed a coat and five other things, and we do not. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We've got here on a Sunday morning the next 2 hours as we really start heading into the end of the year. And we've got an awful lot to talk about today. Two major, major topics I want to really dig into today in addition to your calls and questions. That's why we're here on Sunday mornings, is really to answer your worries and try to help you navigate what's happening in the world of investments and how you get to early retirement. How do you figure out how to just get to retirement to begin with? Doesn't even need to be early for most folks. Most folks will say, Wes, just get me there at 66 and I'm happy if I can stop working. 62, even better. God forbid it might even be 55, depending on how you plan. But it all comes back to making those big right decisions, the big overarching calls. I call it macro. Probably better just to say the big picture calls, getting them right means so much. It's such a big part of the equation. And we're going to talk about those big picture cycles with the stock market, the bond market, and the commodities market. Those are the three big daddies of what we all have to invest in. And wouldn't it be nice if you could go back 50 years and just know the general direction of each one of those markets? If you knew that, you don't even have to know the exact levels of these markets. If you were just to go back and understand the macro direction, just directionally, how big of a deal that would be to be an investor and how helpful that would be if you were an investor knowing that information back then. So we put ourselves here today. We never know exactly what's going to happen. Nobody is the newspaper of 2 decades from now or 3 decades from now. So we've got to make these guessing games, and that's what makes the scary unknown so difficult. It's a lot like the explorers when they came over from Europe to discover the Americas. They had a really good idea that, hey, there's something over there, but we don't know exactly what it's going to be. And if we try to go get it, what happens if it takes us 5 months to get there and we don't have any food? And it's a nervous proposition, and that's a lot like what's happening with investing. So I want to cover this topic today about getting the foundation right. Starting out in the right direction is so important. We're going to talk about that today. Number two, there have been a series of different studies around this idea of, well, if I go and get a financial advisor or someone to help me with my investments, and that could be as simple as getting a target date fund or a financial advisor that charges you some sort of fee, what is it really worth? What if you're paying someone or something or some entity or a company or a person something every single year to help you manage your money, do you do better than if you had done it completely on your own? And that's this perennial question that I've probably been asked this question 1,000 times. Well, what's the real value of a financial advisor? There have been multiple institutions, primarily Vanguard, believe it or not, which is really the father of index fund investing. Yeah, just put your money in the Vanguard 500 and leave it. Vanguard has been the front runner and the thought leader in trying to figure out something they call advisors alpha. Alpha is just one of these fancy Wall Street terms that just means extra return. Well, hey, what's the fund's alpha? Means, hey, the S&P did 10 this year. That fund did 15%. The alpha, to some extent, is, an extra 5%. So what's the alpha or the value to hire an advisor? If you think of a fee-only advisor, I'm not talking about stockbrokers here, and I'm not talking about a mutual fund in particular. I'm talking about hiring someone to help you with the bigger picture. And we're going to go into, Vanguard has done research for the last decade and a half. Russell Investments has recently published research on this. So the investment community is trying to help quantify what you're really getting. What's the value? What's the extra value of paying someone for your investment? So they've published an awful lot of research on this. And it's not just their opinion. There's quantifiable ways to tell whether an advisor is going to make you extra money or not. And we want to talk about that today too. So those are the two overarching topics. Here we are, we come in getting close to the end of the year. Here we are with the markets, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates a quarter of a point this past week. We knew that was going to happen. There was a 95% probability. That worked out. So the market pretty much expected it. Didn't do much with that information as the market finished virtually flat. S&P 500 was down 0.06% on the week. So call that virtually flat. The Dow was actually up again, up 0.4%. Now up 13 on the year. The S&P up about 10.5%. on the year. So we're closing out December here, getting closer to closing out December. We're not there yet, with a very strong quarter. And again, of course, all of this is from most of this return for the year has to do with a post-election Trump run. As we go into 2017, and I'm going to give you a quick preview here, we're going to be talking about the first 100 days of Trump and what a Trump administration, Trumponomics, anything Trump-related means for the market and for the economy. And I want to break down all of the different components of the new administration and really what it means for your money. We're going to publish a lot of articles about this. We're going to publish guides about this. And you've got to also understand what this new administration means for all of your goals and you getting to retirement as well. So that's what I'm here to help you navigate. Of course, we're going to have our beginning year. What are the main things to watch for beyond just Trump? But of course, that'll shape a lot of the conversation. You can always find me, the Money Matters team, at wesmoss.com, WESMOSS, under the Money tab or under the News tab. That's where we publish that financial content, the content that we really hope is useful and helpful for you and your family as you go on this quest and this journey along with us. So let's talk about, by the way, we're live. So good morning. I don't want Ryan Ealy just to be sitting there this morning reading financial documents like he does on a Sunday morning. Let's start buzzing his tower with some phone calls, and those phone calls will come through to me, and we'll talk this morning. I'll try to answer your question. So the number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750, and that is if you have questions about what we were talking about today, these big cycles, stocks versus bonds versus anything commodity related. Maybe it's a 401k or an IRA question. Maybe it's a pension question. That continues to be a very significant topic of conversation this year. I get at least a couple a week of, hey, this company is offering me this pension lump sum versus this monthly amount. Which one is a better deal, Wes? I'm 55 and I need to understand what the mechanics are here because I can't take it until I'm 65, but I could get the money today in a lump sum, but I have to wait till 65 to get the monthly. So it gets kind of complicated, and we love walking through those equations. So maybe it's a pension question, a Roth, maybe it's a Social Security question. Maybe it just has something to do with education or even trust planning. Maybe you're just sitting on money right now and now you're in charge. Now you are the trustee or you inherited some money and you're trying to figure out what direction we go here as we are getting close to entering into a brand new year with a brand new administration, 2017, and what does it mean and how do you allocate for that? So the number here in the studio to answer your questions live here on Money Matters, 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio. Again, 404-872-0750. Or if you're listening in New York, Texas, Seattle, or Sacramento, 1-800-WSB-TALK. So I'm thinking so much about this question this week as I'm studying with my son, Ben, who's in fourth grade, and he's in one of the social studies chapters where they're learning about the world and in their learning about explorers, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. But I go back to this thought about choosing the right overall direction. Of course, you know, we all know that you've got to start out with kind of the right plans in mind, or else you end up with a crooked house, or if you don't have blueprints, or you don't outline a book, or you don't outline a movie, you end up with a sideways house or a movie that doesn't make any sense or a book that you'll have to edit for the next several months. And it's really the same thing when it comes to investing and when it comes to your planning. One of the most important things as an investor to me, and this helps with my confidence level of where I'm headed, is to have my longer term outlook or my blueprint really clearly outlined. Because it's a macro view or the big picture. If you get that right, you don't have to worry about every single detail mapped out over the next year or two or five. And obviously you can't because the world changes and sometimes significantly it changes during that period of time. But you can, to a very large degree, have the principles that guide your big picture decisions. And of course, this goes into planning for next year. So I want to share with you my bigger picture view and how you can find really this foundational view and where to be invested over the coming year and the next several years and potentially the next decade. But we've got to get these principles right or at least have a good shot at this. So we're going to talk about this topic, long-term bull market and bear market cycles for all the big daddy markets, stocks, bonds, commodities. When Money Matters returns right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Back to Wes Moss of the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. This is a Money Matters that you do not want to miss. And if you don't catch the whole 2 hours, you want to find it on podcast because we're talking about the big picture that really matters. The stock market, bond market, commodities market, real estate, cash. That's where we can put our money. That's 99.9% of where we can park investments. Wouldn't it be nice to know the long-term cycles that we are currently in? Because these are 10, 15, 20, 30-year cycles that we can identify historically. And we have patterns here that we can at least adhere to or get some guidance by. And if you don't catch this entire Money Matters to hear this, you can find it on iTunes. So go to iTunes, download the podcast. It actually cuts out any sort of fluff. It gets right to Money Matters. And you can also listen to the show going right to wesmoss.com in the radio tab, and you can listen to this and past shows. Let's go to the phones. 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio. Again, 404-872-0750. Ann joins us on the line. Ann, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. What's up?
Good morning. Hold on.
Sounds like you are shopping.
Actually, trying to get some trash out of the yard before it starts pouring rain.
That's even better. What's up? How can I help?
Well, I have a daughter in college, and she has managed to save some money and is trying to figure out, she has about $10,000 and wants to put it somewhere and kind of watch it and understand what's happening to it. And she and I have been talking about it, and I don't really have the knowledge to give her good advice, so happened to be listening to this while I was cleaning up the yard and thought I would call in.
Wow. There are a lot of different directions you can go here. And I'm going to give you two different institutions that you can go actually physically get this done. Let's say logistically. The bigger picture part of this, though, Ann, first, is that the fact that she's in college and she actually has saved money. How did that even happen?
Well, it's not quite as virtuous as it sounds. Her grandparents are rewarding her for good grades, so she's been very motivated to make good grades and has been able to earn a little money that way.
Well, that is pretty virtuous, so I would give her some credit for that. Okay, so here are a couple. So the first thought here is that if you can get her to look at this as long-term money, so let's say the big picture goal here is to not use this ever, 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 ever. If she can do that, she will love you and kiss you. For giving her that advice, not even for a house, but for retirement. Number two, I would tell her to open up an account either at Vanguard or Motif or even one of the companies I'm involved with, Wella, W-E-L, it's W-E-L-A, Get Wella. So those are the three areas, Vanguard or Wella, or look at Motif, where you can invest thematically about things that you can.
Festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters Studio at WSB.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here in the studio. Quick weather update brought to you by Shoemate. Today, high of 68. Right now, kind of muggy with scattered showers. but getting precipitously cooler as temperatures plummet. Tonight, wet, cool, windy, low of 36. So the temperature is rapidly going to head down. We're going to go to the phones here, but here's what we're talking about. We're talking about these big cycles. If we can go back, if we were to go back in history 50 years ago and know that just the general levels of the commodity market, where oil is going to be, hey, where's the Dow going to be? What's the bond market going to do? Where are interest rates going to be? Those simple pieces of information are monumentally powerful. And they give you that general direction. And we're going to try to figure out the same thing today over the next 3, 5, 10 years. This of course, is impossible because we live in this rapidly changing world. We know that every single detail of this is impossible to forecast. But wouldn't it be nice to have some general direction or belief in where things are headed? We can look to history to try to do that. And that's why we're talking about these big cycles today, bear, bull market cycles, depending, some are good, some are bad. But for the major categories that we can invest in stocks, bonds, and commodities, that's where we can put our money. Real estate plus cash is the other two. But you look at those areas, and that's 99.99% of where we can park our money. And let's look at some of those cycles and the research on where we are in these cycles if they continue to repeat themselves historically. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. If you do not get this entire show, you can, of course, go to iTunes on your smartphone. Download the iTunes app. Just look for Wes Moss Money Matters. I think there's a fair amount of Money Matter titled shows, so you have to look for Wes Moss Money Matters, or you can go right to my website, wesmoss.com, go to the radio tab and find the shows there. Let's take a call from Guy, who joins us from Douglasville. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. What's going on? How can we help?
Big Wes, how you doing, brother?
Good, man.
I consider myself kind of a novice investor, but I have almost all of my investments in stocks. I've spread across like a wide range of stuff. But I was interested in some of those investing programs like Wealthfront, and I wanted to get your opinion on those before I jumped into one.
So a couple of thoughts here. It really depends. When you go use some, the question here goes back to digital advice or robo, right? Guy, you're talking about, if you look at Wealthfront, they're a traditional, already traditional, even though they're still only a few years old, they are a pure robo-advisor, meaning that you're going to them for an asset allocation that gets rebalanced for you, and you don't really have a lot of interaction with advice. So you don't really have an advisor. You can talk to somebody at some point at Wealthfront, but it is designed to be a low-cost solution. And when I say low cost, we're talking about a quarter of a percent a year. So that on top of the mutual fund the ETF fee. So let's call that very much like Vanguard. Vanguard has a program that does the same thing. And you're doing this on your own. And you're getting a little bit of algorithmic advice to rebalance your portfolio, which is part of the equation. I'm going to get into that in the second hour here about some of the best practices that you can do as an investor that help your overall returns in time. And guess what? One of them, spoiler alert, is rebalancing is one of those seven areas that you should be doing every single year. So there is some value there. And I'm gonna break down the actual value when I talk about that in the upcoming hour. But that in itself gives you a long-term advantage. Historically,
so Wealthfront's a good program.
Personal Capital, the other program that you had mentioned, or at least on my call screening software, is a little more like I would call them a digital advisor. They're going to still put you in a model that gets traded and rebalanced digitally, but their fees are a little higher. They're more like a 0.5% to 1% a year. And there you actually have advice. So you have a live human helping you. So it depends on what kind of investor you want to be. And it depends on how much human advice you think is enough to get you to your goal. So that's the difference. It's a real continuum. Think of it as very little human advice on the Wealthfront side or the Vanguard side, all the way to the Personal Capital end of the continuum, which is about 1% a year. They're more like a traditional RIA, a registered investment advisor, but they implement a little bit more, they use a little bit more technology than the garden variety RIA. Both are really important things to consider. And I mentioned this earlier, get Wella. I don't know if you've looked at Wella, W-E-L-A. Wella is an old English word for wealth. But get Wella, or Wella the company, is another option that is a little bit like Personal Capital. They call themselves a digital advisory firm. They have about 15 different model portfolios. Some are really conservative, mostly bond-oriented, and then some are pretty aggressive with almost all in equities. And it's your choice to try to figure out which one, but you get some help there. You have a human advisor helping you make those investment decisions and then keeping you on track for your goals. So, Guy, that's the other thing. How old are you again, man? Guy, how old are you?
I am 35.
So you're in the perfect time to really start doing some of these. There's some heavy financial decisions now, right? So in your 30s, maybe you're buying a house, maybe you're getting married, maybe you're having kids, you're starting to think about putting them through school, and you're also thinking about, hey, it's not too early to start really thinking about when you can actually stop working and retire. Maybe it's 55, maybe it's 60. So you're going to want to have some of those planning milestones put into place and have somebody keep you on track. And that's kind of why I look at some of these digital advisors like Wella as Fitbit and Mint.com combined. So Mint as in they keep all of your financial, all of your accounts, and they keep track of everything online in one portal. And as in Fitbit or an Apple or an iWatch, they keep you on track to make sure you get your 10,000 steps in every single day. And over time, that really works out. So I would consider that this is the industry itself is very much an advice continuum. Really low cost is going to be very much, it's you're doing it on your own with a tiny bit of algorithmic help. And if you're going to pay a half to 1%, you're going to get human advice along the way. And this goes back to this very important topic that goes into getting the big direction right. And that's the topic of this hour here. And I go back and I just finish up a social studies chapter with the explorers, with my oldest son, who's in fourth grade. So we talked about, and I'd forgotten a lot of this. Or I remember the names, but didn't remember who did what and landed where. So you've got Ponce de Leon, you've got Christopher Columbus, Balboa, Hudson, Cartier. These were the guys that started in Europe. And this all gets back to investing. They started in Europe. Some were in England, some were in Spain. And they basically just headed west. And that did it. Heading west out of their four directional choices to discover the new world. That turned out to be the most important decision they made. And remember the unknown that they must have thought back then. It must have been terrifying. You have days and days and weeks and maybe months. They didn't know how long it would take. Maybe we're sailing to nowhere, or maybe we're on to something. Sounds a lot like the future we have as investors, doesn't it? Now, back then, if they headed northwest, they landed in Canada. If they headed southwest, they landed in the Caribbean. But west was the prevailing call that made it all work. Heading west, that made the decision worthwhile. And it's a lot like investing. Just tell me what will do the best or pretty well over the next 10 years. That would be nice, wouldn't it? So think about our choices. We've got stocks, bonds, commodities, real estate, cash. That sums up 99.9% where we can park our money. Wouldn't it be nice to know which one of those is going to do the best? Now, we don't know for sure. There's no way to ever know for sure because we don't have a crystal ball. We just don't. But if you did know, no matter what your choice would be within that category, over time, if you waited long enough, you'd be in decent shape. So if you chose stocks, you really could pick almost any stocks knowing that the larger, broader markets did really well. You'd be in good shape too. Fortunately, from a historical perspective, at least we can identify how these long market cycles run. And the cycles tend to be very long for all of these areas of the world we can invest in, either long up periods or long down periods. As in many, many years where each major asset class either plows higher and higher and higher or grinds lower and lower and lower. Now, the Ned Davis Research Group, which I put a lot of stock in, does a very good job at helping to look at what these cycles look like. Identify these past cycles, and you get a good sense of where we stand today. and what potentially the next several years might look like for each particular main area in the world to invest. So stocks versus bonds versus commodities. These are the big three they track. Stocks, bonds, commodities. Understanding those patterns can give an idea if they're effectively headed north and if we want to participate in those or not. Or if they're headed south and we want to steer clear of the whole thing. It's a lot like these explorers hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So let's look at the cycles. Ask yourself, look at your own portfolio. See if you have the right overall direction in what we're talking about here today, baked into your 401k, baked into your IRA, baked into your investment accounts. If you don't, maybe it is time for an adjustment. Maybe you need a whole overhaul, for goodness sakes. I don't know the answer to that. If you need help with it, of course, we're here to help you through that. So stocks, they work. So let's start with the stocks. They work on it's actually the shortest of all the patterns, but still a really long-term pattern. We're talking about 12 and a half year patterns, historically. Go back 100 years. That's the average for long-term uptrends, 12 and a half years on average. Downtrends are similar. They're a similar slog, if you will. Secular bears average about 12 and a half, 13 years. So actually a little bit longer than the up cycles, but still call it 10. We're in the 10 to 15 year range. With an approximate 4% loss per annum on the bad long-term cycles, but secular bulls, we're in one of those right now, we're almost at year 8, they average about a 15% gain per year. Right now, we're just shy of 8 years into one of these long-term bulls. And that means that we may very well have another 4 years left before this bull gets completely worn out. Hey, but what about bonds? What about commodities? So these are the other two major cycles I want to talk about. We're going to do that straight ahead. So if you missed this, you can find the show on iTunes or on westmoss.com. You can download it, listen to it. But why don't we just stay tuned here on WSB? Let's listen to this live. Here on a Sunday morning, you're tuned into Money Matters right here, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. We're talking about these big cycles. We're trying to identify the big overarching patterns, stocks, bonds, and commodities. We just talked about stocks. They work in long-term patterns about 12 and a half years. That's the average for long-term stock trends. When we're in a bear trend, stocks average a negative 4% per annum loss. When you're in an uptrend, which we've identified that we're in today, we get about 15% per year on average. Right now, we're just shy of 8 years into one of these long-term bulls. That means we've got several years left, potentially. Bonds, our next category, work at even longer patterns, close to 30 years, 29 really to be exact. Here, you've got to remember that interest rates should always be a positive number, meaning that you get a payment when you own bonds every single year, 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, depending on where rates are. And the price of bonds will either have a tailwind if overall rates are going down, and bonds will have a headwind in price if rates are going up. We likely just started a bond bear market this summer. So there will be areas that will not work well in bonds, and there's other areas that'll just do just fine. And that could potentially be very long and far reaching. So remember that. Now, commodities. What about the commodity cycle? Well, commodity cycles in general are kind of right in between time-wise. They weigh in at about 16 to 20-year cycles. Commodities, if you measure this look at a composite, the Ned Davis commodity composite, which is crude oil, natural gas, gold, copper, corn, bear market cycles see a 51% decline. That's pretty significant. Commodity bulls average 217% in gain. Right now, we are in year 6 of a commodity bear. It started in 2010. We're 6 years in. So this one has a long way to go, another 10 years or so. But at least there's some light at the end of the tunnel. And we've already seen the commodity complex pull back about 50%, and the average pullback is 51%. So we're closer to a bottom here than a top, of course. But we could see a lot of years of flatness ahead. We're going to go back over this in the 10 o'clock hour and summarize, but I also want to get to our Vanguard study about how much advisors add to the equation in any given year. You are listening to Money Matters, the website wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Stay ahead for the 10 o'clock hour right here on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB.